Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the Stats with an End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat with me and head coach for Red Bank Basketball, Mr. Nick Fike. Coach, with an unfortunate ending to the season this year, falling to Heritage in the region semifinals, how do you get the team to stay positive and start building for next year?
First off, I'm going to give kudos to Heritage. They're a really good team. I thought in all facets of the game, you know, they had shooters that they were physical, and they had a nice little point guard as well that could help distribute the ball. So, but I think going forward, I think it's you flip the script. I think you got a bunch of hungry guys now. We return some guys in our point guard and a couple of other key pieces that have been on the bench now for 3 to 4 years and were around when we went to the state tournament. So it's the hunger part. You know, how are they going to respond and how hungry are they going to be to come back and put in even more work to hopefully, you know, get back to having another good season. So I think it's the hunger part. I think it's how much work you're going to put in the offseason to help propel this team.
Something we were talking about yesterday with the six seniors that you lost last year and that team going to the Murfreesboro State Tournament. And then this year, according to my records, you got six more seniors leaving. How do you feel about the size and talent for next season?
You know, it's very similar. I'll say this. It was unique getting to watch this team this year, you know, kind of, I would say, pick up where we left off last season. It was unfortunate the way it unfolded here toward the end. But, you know, those guys, I got to appreciate what they were able to do and sustain after losing what we lost. You know, going into next year, we still have some key pieces. We do get our point guard back. We get a nice little shooting guard back. We get, I call him a forward, but I don't know how. Not a huge guy, but I think we with what we have and the size that we have, it'll be a similar game plan to last year. We're really going to have to get after it defensively, you know, press to create turnovers. But then it's also interesting to see the growth, right? You got to see a kid like Jay Rice grow from last year, and he had to do more this year, was willing to do more. And I think you covered, like, you hit all those stats as far as rebounding and assists and steals and scoring. So some of these guys now are going to have to grow in a bigger role, and some of these guys that had a lesser role are going to have more of a role. And being able to understand those roles and us as coaches figuring out each of those roles this summer is a huge part.
Yeah, and Jay being up in every stat this season from opposed to last season is just a testament to the guys that were, you know, younger than him and kind of lower in the depth chart, maybe in the roster than he was. Like, hey, if you keep grinding, you keep balling out, you're going to get to this opportunity too. So just keep grinding, keep playing, and stay focused, like he said. And he mentioned he's going on to play or hopefully playing at Pellissippi State. Do any of your other seniors have offers right now?
So my other guy who wants to play college ball, Kobe Jones, he was a huge ball player for us, you know, especially late in the season, down the stretch, tournament time. He really came alive, and just getting to know him over the course of this year, just an intelligent basketball player, high IQ, always watching basketball. Actually picked up an offer from Fisk University. He went up there to visit, an official visit, and got to watch a game and a practice and all that good stuff. So, you know, they extended an offer to him, and he's looking to possibly go that way. And, you know, as coaches, you know, when the season ends, yeah, I spend a lot of my time now, yes, preparing for next season, but also sending out film, talking to college coaches and trying to help these guys find a home going into next year. So we are currently working on that right now. But yes, Kobe Jones has an offer from Fisk University, and Jay Rice working on a Pellissippi State. You know, the other guys are just, they're guys that just came and they hoop. So they're not looking to play collegiate ball, but they were big pieces of what we did.
Definitely. And good luck to whatever their path seems to be after high school, and good luck to whatever is in store for them. Biggest takeaway from this year, what did you take away from this past season?
As a coach, you look at a team from year to year, what's this team going to do? This team going to do? And what's been rewarding, I think, over the past 6 years or so, I can say team to team, but I've really come to the conclusion that we have a really good program here. And, you know, I think each team is going to be special in their own way, but the program is it's here to stay. And I think that's one of the takeaways that I have is watching a team that, man, maybe nobody really, hey, you lost six guys and they'll be all right. And then they go out there and I think win 24 games was a big accomplishment after what we did last year. So I would say, man, looks like we got a good program here. We can look team to team, but the program is in good hands. And I look forward to another season of Red Red Bank basketball next year as well.
I'd say so. I mean, having 20 plus wins in four of the last five seasons, I mean, I'd say that's a pretty prestigious program myself, you know, especially going in and out of seasons, losing six guys. I mean, last year you lost six, this year you lose six. When does it end? I mean, you want to keep guys in the program. So
right,
it happens, man. That's part of high school. You get different rosters, but congratulations on the streak of great winning seasons. And hopefully next year we get another one, because we love seeing that out of our local programs, especially the success that y'all are having. But I appreciate you taking the time and answering these questions this morning.
I appreciate you as well. And I do want to say, you know, good luck to Chat Prep and Tyner and Bradley Central and Walker Valley as they continue to make a push this postseason, and hopes that we can get some of those 4-2-3 teams in Murfreesboro. So good luck to those guys. And thanks for having me on again.
Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Tool, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with an End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat with me and Jalen Rice, 4-year senior for Red Bank basketball. Jalen, you were up in every stat category over last year and doubled your points per game this year. What went into this success for you?
I would say my coach having more confidence in me, having a bigger role, and like putting in the work to just be good at it.
Definitely having that confidence going into every game really helps, and obviously it helped for you this year. What would you say has been your favorite part of playing at Red Bank in your 4 years?
I got it. Say junior year going to Murfreesboro.
Yeah, what was that experience like for you?
First, it was fun, but like we had that from the beginning of the year last year, we had a goal that we was going to get that, and then like just achieving that goal was just, it was awesome.
Having that kind of experience just means something different once you accomplish that goal. If you were to give a younger hooper advice, what would you tell them?
I would say stay consistent and stay determined. Like don't let distractions get in your way. Like just stay consistent in the gym, stay putting in the work, and like you'll see the results.
Obviously, we saw the results for you this year when you were up in every category. I mean, man, you stay consistent, you stay practicing, you'll end up doubling your stats too. So being a four-year senior, what are your future plans? Have you looked at colleges yet? Have you gotten any offers? What's that look like for you?
I got a coach from Pellissippi texting me, and like, to be honest, that's where I want to go. So hopefully I get that offer from there.
Definitely. I'd love to see you play at the next level and, you know, achieve those goals too. And show off your talents to everybody else too. Because, you know, once you get on that next level, the stage is bigger.
Yeah.
I got one little fun question for you too. What is your go-to pregame meal?
One of my teammates made this pasta. It's a shrimp pasta, shrimp and chicken pasta. Yeah, that's my go-to meal right there.
Is it like chicken Alfredo?
Yeah, something like that.
Man, it's like every hooper eats chicken Alfredo before a game. I love hearing that too, because that's a classic. Can't go wrong with chicken Alfredo, especially with some shrimp in there, like you said. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
yeah, for sure.
I wish you the best of success next year and your journey off the next level. And, you know, congratulations on being up in your stats this year and having a good season. Not easy to do. So congratulations on that and good luck at the next level.
Thank you.